You know who a nice human being is and a kind soul, I would say, is that Daryl Pass guy we met, the manager of recovery support services for the Kenneth Young Center. Now, you've been hearing commercials for the Kenneth Young Center on the radio, and Daryl joined us about a month ago, shortly after they became a sponsor at the radio station, to tell us who they are and what they do. And we've invited him back for a couple of reasons. Daryl, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, John. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
First of all, we wanted to hear that voice. And if you think that voice sounds great, you should see the shirt he's wearing right now. You're looking good, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
By the way, who is Kenneth Young? It's the Kenneth Young Center, which provides support services for people who are struggling with all kinds of addictions or mental health issues.
Absolutely.
Who's Kenneth Young?
Kenneth Young was a philanthropist and a pastor who started the organization back in the 90s. And he had a passion to help those who were struggling with housing, with he was just a social service guy, so to speak. And the organization has since grown. We are 501c3. We embody treatment, prevention, and recovery, and it's done through a myriad of ways. We have outpatient, we have senior services, we have adolescent services, we have what's called a living room now, which is a 23-hour drop-in center for those who are in crisis, struggling with mental health issues. We have clinical and non-clinical. I am the senior manager of recovery support services in the non-clinical arena. And what we do with that is we reduce the stigma and increase knowledge surrounding substance use disorder.
So describe for me the typical person that your part of the organization works with. What are you mostly doing?
The typical person that I work with are those who are having issues with substances and addictive behaviors.
What are we talking about there?
We're talking about folks. My arena is in substances, is specifically opioids, but the brush is broad to include alcohol and other mind-altering substances.
And are you seeing a lot of opioid abuse right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are in the non-clinical recovery, and my department, we also are harm reduction. And harm reduction is anything that lessens the impact on an individual who is immersed in substances and those addictive behaviors. And we do that through the Narcan training, safe sex supplies. We have the testing strips for fentanyl, xylazine, benzos. We do the Narcan education and distribution. We just had a huge fortunate where we were able to get another, and we have six out there now, Narcan vending machine in the Kane County Sheriff's lobby.
Do those machines charge?
No, they're absolutely free.
So it's a Narcan vending
machine.
It's
an actual vending machine, as you know, you get your soda and your chips and snacks and things.
Pull the cord and Narcan drops down?
You put in a number, whether it's A1, A2, and so on, and the Narcan box just drops down. But attached to that is also the fentanyl test strips and the xylazine. We have
fentanyl test strip. What is that for? How does that use?
It tests the presence of fentanyl
in a person?
In the substances that you're using. See, that's part of harm reduction. You know, I'll tell you something, John. I came from a abstinence-based program when I first got sober. I myself am a person in long-term recovery. And what I was immersed in was abstinence as a whole. Today, not so much. Harm reduction is a real thing where you have to meet that person where they're at. Where I came from, it was that stigmatizing labels, crackhead, dopamine, alcoholic, you know, all of those stigmatizing labels. Not so much today. People are struggling.
People don't say I'm an alcoholic?
No, you're a person.
Or at least you would counsel them not to.
Yeah, because you're a person that is struggling with this using. You're in a struggle. You know, and I'm so much more than that substance that I was inducing.
Alcoholic doesn't describe who I am as a person.
Absolutely. It describes my illness. You know, and I know there's a lot of folks out there who will disagree with that, and that's okay too. But for me, for the people that I am able to assist, when you explain to them that this is a disease of the mind, you know.
But talk to me about fentanyl for a second then. Mm-hmm. So you have these fentanyl test strips.
And it tests the presence of fentanyl, which
is... In a substance.
In a substance.
But, I mean, a person who's taking fentanyl wants fentanyl.
Now here's the other piece to that. Some people just use fentanyl as a whole. But if you are a person, that's why they call it fentanyl poisoning, not overdose. Because if I'm buying a substance from you, John, and you're not telling me that you've laced that heroin or that cocaine or that marijuana with fentanyl, I don't know. And you have to understand something, too. Fentanyl is 100 times more potent than heroin. You know, that it's a pain drug that's used for cancer patients.
Yeah.
And so you have the street chemists who now they're putting it on all the illicit drugs.
Okay, but are you saying then that a fentanyl test strip, say, would test for the purity of fentanyl, and if it's good fentanyl, then I'll go ahead and take it because I'm using fentanyl, but if it's not, at least I'll know not to take
Absolutely.
The bad fentanyl. And you, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's weird, but it saves lives.
I'm sorry, weird is such a
no,
poor
it's not.
Choice.
No.
But because I suppose the potential criticism here is now we're making it safer to use fentanyl.
Well, yes, because here's a piece of that. You know, when you think about harm reduction, if I can give you a situation, which is harm reduction, just maybe keeping you alive, because I'm not going to stop you from using.
Yeah.
We have to understand that.
Yeah.
But if I can keep you alive another hour, another couple hours, another day, just maybe on the other side of that, you'll say, you know what? I want to go to treatment. This is no longer for me. I need to do something different in my life.
Daryl Pass is the manager of Recovery Support Services for the Kenneth Young Center. You hear their commercials on the radio, and he's joined us before just to talk about stuff like this. And I think the best example of what you're talking about, enabling people who use to at least live, mm-hmm. talk about harm reduction, mm-hmm. is Narcan. So you have these vending machines?
Absolutely.
And are they throughout the county where you are?
Well, we have, yes, in Kane and Cook. So we have in Northwest Suburbia. And in Kane. So we just placed one in the Kane County Sheriff's Office. Ron Hain was a catalyst. Kane County Sheriff Ron Hain was a catalyst for helping me to get that in there.
At the Sheriff's Office. I would go in and get it at the Sheriff's Office.
Absolutely.
Hit the button and put it pop down.
As soon as you walk into the lobby, to the left, it's right there.
But you need Narcan right now. Well, if somebody's overdosing and I've got to run and go to the vending machine to get Narcan and come back, is it potentially too late?
Here's a piece of that, John. You know, the vending machine is just one way that we saturate the community with Narcan. You know, we have trainings, we have actual distribution, you know, for administrators, for law enforcement, for just everyday lay folks. I gave you some when you were in my office.
I have it in my office now. So if somebody were here to overdose on an opioid, what do you know? I've got some Narcan
there
right here in the office.
There you go.
And that's what you're trying to do. Maybe not using it as an emergency relief, but as you said, saturate the community with this.
It's the accessibility is what needs to happen. I'll tell you something. Narcan is just an antagonist to opioids. So it doesn't work on anything else. So if we could get Narcan, because the goal would be if everybody around carried Narcan, that would be amazing. Because you never know what you're going to walk up against. I'll tell you something. In South Elgin, 2 months ago, I remember Walgreens, there's a guy who overdosed in a parking lot. And I had just done a tabling the day before, so the back of my car was filled with Narcan and test strips. And the adrenaline, the fear to have someone's life like that in your hands is something that.
How did you know he was overdosing, Daryl?
Oh, I'm.
You know
what
it looks like?
Yeah, I know I'm a person, and the girl with him, and you saw he had the paraphernalia right there.
You're kidding?
Yes.
You just happened to walk by this scene, and what did you do?
I'm seeing him the way he slumped over, so I was getting ready to call, which I did. But in doing that, prior, I administered the Narcan.
And how do you physically do that?
It's
you open up the box,
tear open the box, you insert it in the nose, you got to. Put the individual so that they don't choke or anything, or because sometimes there's a projectile. You know, and I laid him back, administered the Narcan. You
just
know,
missed it in the nose.
In the like nose. That. Yep.
That's and simple.
That's simple.
And what happened when you did that?
And he, yeah. And, you know, there's all kind of stories about people come out fighting, you know, and all of that. I haven't experienced that. And so, I've had, reversals probably about in the time I've been sober, maybe 6-7 different times. And I've never experienced that. And the folks that I've also interacted with who have also administered those reversals, they haven't experienced that either.
Not to overdramatize your story, but you may have saved that guy's life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't look at it like that. I'm a person who has survived two overdoses. So I look at it, man, as just being of service. Now, you know, it is what it is.
Do you think that we should then have those Narcan vending machines in colleges and high schools?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're working on that.
And is there a resistance to that?
It is, but, you know, it's because folks still have the mindset that we are
enabling
these individuals to use.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is at all.
There's something also called the SMART program, which I wanted to talk to you about. Do you have another minute to tell me about that? Daryl Pass is the manager of recovery support services for the Kenneth Young Center. And the service area for you, you said northwest suburbs. So
yes.
Arlington Heights, where are we talking?
Arlington Heights, Des Plaines, Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, Mount Prospect, Streamwood, Palatine.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We're visiting with Daryl Pass. You hear about him sometimes in those commercials we do for the Kenneth Young Center. He's the senior manager of recovery over there. Where's over there? Where are you located?
I am located at 650 East Algonquin Road, Suite 450.
So if you were a high school guidance counselor, if you were a coach, if you were a parent, and you thought, I don't know what's going on out there. If I had some of that Narcan handy, who knows, I might be able to save somebody. Mm-hmm. Then I would go by your place. Is that what you want
Absolutely.
People to do?
They can go by. They can call. We have the recovery. I call it the recovery bad phone, which is 224-229-7456.
Wait a minute. I'm going to write that down. 224.
229-7456.
And you would give me some Narcan.
Absolutely. Or they can reach us at Recovery Resources. @kenethyoung.org.
We'll repeat that again in a minute.
Yeah.
One of our listeners just texted in and said, is there a shelf life for that stuff, the Narcan?
The expiration date on a box is usually 2 years, but no, we've used it and distributed beyond that.
So you've been talking to us about Narcan, the distribution of it.
Absolutely.
How you're not trying to enable people, you're trying to keep people alive.
Absolutely.
And but really, if I gave somebody Narcan and saved them from an overdose of opiates,
absolutely,
then they're going to go on their way.
Yes.
Do you capture them at that moment and try and get them into recovery right away? Or
you try, you make suggestions, you provide the resources that are available. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, the individual has to be motivated, you know, and I always liken it to my story. I wasn't ready till I was ready.
Well, that's what I hear about for alcoholics and Alcoholics Anonymous. And your SMART program is a program, but it's not the AA program, right?
No.
So SMART is an acronym.
For Self-Management and Recovery Training. With emphasis on self.
Okay, so what is that program? Is that where a therapy, I go in and get counseled?
Well, it's a science-based, peer-led program, and it deals with four pillars, which is behavior and thoughts, motivation, coping with urges, and living a balanced lifestyle. And it does that through the CBT, the REBT, and just open discussions. It has a book. And I started Smart Recovery through Kenneth Young when I became a facilitator back in 2019 with three guys. And since then, the groups have imploded into seven different groups. So I have two adult groups. I have a men's group, a women's group, a Spanish-speaking group now, LGBTQ, family and friends. And then we have the restorative SMART for adolescents, which is in the schools.
Why aren't these groups integrated?
Well, because sometimes in recovery, when you're dealing with sobriety, I branched off to the women, having a space for women just to share. Same thing for the men. And then the adult groups, with the two adult groups, which is Wednesday night at 6 p.m. and then Saturday morning at 10 a.m., they are integrated.
So do you say, all right, we're on chapter two now of the program, or we're on phase X? I mean,
one of the things that I do that I've incorporated and works really well for the model that we have at Kenneth Young is Wednesday nights. We have straight out of the book. We come out of the book. On Saturdays, we just take a topic and the floor is open, and the discussions, the organic, the vulnerability that comes out of that.
What would an example be of a topic you'd
bring? Okay, a topic would be, what would you, as a person who is sober, trying to get to a certain place, say to that five-year-old kid within you? Because most of us who struggle with substances have a level of trauma. And so how would you address that kid? Man, you're talking about that being just blown up, John, and the emotions that comes out of that.
Do you think that actually helps people
in
their
recovery? It most certainly does. Yeah. Because that kid that's within you that hasn't been addressed, that was traumatized, he hasn't healed. He hasn't healed. And you know, we have to understand that the substances and the behavior are not the problem. They're a solution to your problem.
Say that again?
The substances and the behavior are not the problem. They're a solution to your problem.
How is that?
Because most folks, of those of us who have struggled with this situation, we have trauma. We have a level of deficit, that because recovery comes from inside out. So you got to clean up the inside. And that little boy, that little girl is wounded, is traumatized. And I'll tell you something. I'll give you a quick example. When I help these guys who are incarcerated or formerly incarcerated, you know what their biggest, two of the biggest issues are? Daddy hunger and sexual abuse.
That's daddy hunger?
Daddy hunger is he wasn't there. Or he abused me. Or he treated me less than, or I watched him beat my mother.
Or I was a victim of sexual abuse.
Absolutely.
So you've got to work through that.
Yeah.
It's not the substance, it's the problem.
Absolutely. And some of the women who are incarcerated that I've come across are some of the most amazing individuals you ever want to meet, but they're so broken because they have been traumatized.
Daryl is the senior manager of recovery at the Kenneth Young Center. It's an agency serving the Northwest suburbs and folks throughout Chicagoland. And if you think it would be good to have immediate access to Narcan, and why wouldn't you? Can I repeat that number?
Absolutely.
224-229-7456. There is also a drug take back day in Schaumburg and Elk Grove Village on Saturday.
Yeah, we have actually it's Palatine Police Department, Hanover Park Police Department, and Elk Grove Police Department.
So are we talking about street drugs, cocaine, things like
that? Prescription drugs.
Because
you got, you know, that stuff laying around the house sometimes.
You don't want to flush it down the toilet.
Absolutely. You come on and bring it back, and you get some resources in addition to turning those over.
224-229-7456. What's the website we should click on?
The website is www.kennethyoung.org.
KennethYoung.org. Okay, Daryl, you're always inspiring. I really appreciate you coming into the studio.
Thank you, John, for having me.